You should see, one of the fascinating things in going to Japan is these old-style carpenters working from the roughest architectural plans you could imagine, and with the strangest instruments, but they have an uncanny knack of fitting things by feel and by eye. A great story is told of a ceremonial raising of the ridgepole of a new temple. And it was being done by a certain guild of carpenters, and there was a rival guild in town which had not got the contract. And they were very sore about it. So during the night, one of the members of the rival guild came, and he chopped off 6 feet or so of the ridgepole. And so when the master craftsman came in the morning and all the priests had arrived for the ceremony of raising the roof beam, he looked at it and said, "Somebody has interfered with this. It must be our enemy guild. They've cut off 6 feet of the roof beam." Anyway, he said, "Never mind, I will put it right." And he took his hammer and ceremonially struck the beam, then said, "Raise it." And it was raised and it fitted exactly. So... the story is, of course, that the master carpenter knew that this would happen, and he made the beam too long. those sort of stories are always associated with the art of carpentry.